Pornographic emails on Pennsylvania state computers are suddenly in the news again. Court documents unsealed today by the Pennsylvania Supreme Court indicate graphic and offensive emails were found on the computers of two former prosecutors in the state attorney general's office who now work in the Philadelphia DA's office. Lawyers for State Attorney General Kathleen Kane say it was those prosecutors' efforts to keep that digital porn secret that led to the criminal charges she now faces for allegedly leaking confidential investigative material. Joining us to try to sort it all out is our Capitol correspondent, Mary Wilson. And Mary, we heard a lot about pornographic emails on state computers 1 year ago. Why not start by reminding us why they were uncovered and what's happened to those who've already been identified as having them?
So this started when Kathleen Kane reopened the Jerry Sandusky investigation. You might remember that she campaigned on a pledge to review that case. And in so doing, her office recovered deleted emails that had been exchanged by many current and former office employees and many, many other people. These email chains were lengthy. There were people on them who were in law enforcement, and not just in Pennsylvania. Kane released some of those emails last year after media organizations began requesting them, but she did not release all of the emails, and she did not name all of the emails' participants. The release led to a purge of state employees and the forced resignation of a state justice, whom she never did name.
In this rapidly evolving story, today's big news is the assertion in one of these court documents that Frank Fina, formerly a prosecutor and an adversary of Kathleen Kane, and another one, Mark Costanzo, had porn on their computers. What kind of stuff are we talking about?
These are graphic sexual images. There are jokes that play on racial stereotypes, jokes about people who are overweight. Women are repeatedly objectified in many of these emails. There are suggestive photos that appear to be of former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin, another photo of Barack Obama, and a suggestive depiction of Hillary Clinton.
And so now Kathleen Kane faces criminal charges that she leaked secret investigative materials to embarrass Frank Fina. She says the pornographic emails are directly connected to her case and will help exonerate her. Did we learn more today about what she means by this?
In multiple court filings last November, these are the ones that were released this week, Kane argued that the entire investigation into her was triggered by these two adversaries, Fina and Costanzo. And she points out that her office unearthed the emails shortly before a special prosecutor was appointed to start probing her actions. Kane says Fina and Costanzo manipulated and exploited the investigation that ensued. But it is not clear how the alleged motive of Fina and Costanzo to suppress the emails could exonerate Kane. She faces charges for allegedly leaking secret information in another case and then attempting a cover-up.
Whatever Fina and Costanzo did or did not do to get Kane in trouble, there's still the matter of what their current employer, Philadelphia District Attorney Seth Williams, thinks of their judgment in handling this kind of pornography. Are their jobs in jeopardy?
The DA's office released a statement this afternoon. The office is reviewing the emails and will consider what role current employees played in their distribution. I should mention here that Kane said in a filing last year that Fina and Costanzo should be investigated and possibly prosecuted for the emails they exchanged alone. However, many of the participants on these email chains who were revealed in today's document release continue to work in Kane's office.
Thanks, Mary.
Thank you, Dave.
WHYY's Mary Wilson on NewsWorks Tonight.